Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 421, the stanzas 1 and 4. O God of hosts, O God of grace, how lovely is thy holy place. How good and pleasant is thy dwelling. My thirsty soul longs earnestly, yea, faints thy holy courts to see. And what follows? Psalter 421, the first and the fourth stanza. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 63. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Psalm 63. A Psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Beyer and further family with the death of a brother-in-law in the Netherlands at the age of 93 years. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our most holy, ever faithful, and ever good-doing God, then it has pleased thee in thy condescending mercy that thou wast spared the whole congregation in the week gone by. Thou wast not taken one away among young and old by the cold hand of death, but we may still be in the day of grace in the land of the living. And then thou hast granted many a blessing to our family circles. And in this morning hour, then thou hast granted another Lord's Day, O Lord. May it please thee to work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit, and grant deep impressions of thy goodness, and all may it be thy goodness that leadeth us and our children to repentance and the need to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because otherwise, Lord, then all thy blessings and all thy goodness, they shall arise against us in the great day of judgment. And then under thy goodness and under law and gospel to have to go lost, Lord, grant also profound impressions of thy justice and of thy wrath. And what a terrible thing it is to live under thy wrath, and even to provoke thee to wrath. Ah, Lord, how awful it is when we mock with thee and with thy word, when we stubbornly refuse to walk according to thy word, when we refuse to come on our knees with a confession of our sins, and yet to be given even with our mind, to be given to beg for thy mercy. Oh, impress upon all of our hearts the weight of a never-dying soul traveling to a never-ending eternity, and that we only have one soul. And if our soul is lost, then we are lost for eternity. And, ah, Lord, thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, how hard our heart has become, that under the proclamation of the awfulness of everlasting destruction of thy wrath, but also under the proclamation of that everlasting gospel, that there is a way, that there is still an open door, and that the invitation still come unto us and our children. But, Lord, thou knowest, and it is still a blessing when by thy common goodness that thou still keepeth us on a sure rope, a tender conscience, a speaking conscience. But, O Lord, thou knowest that it is only thy grace, thy free and sovereign grace, that will break that stony heart, to receive a new heart, that loves thee, a heart that goes out after thee, a heart that is given to mourn over their sins, to flee and hate them. Oh, a heart that is given to ask thee whether there is a way for such a one with such a black heart, whether such a one may escape that awful wrath and be reconciled with thee, to be restored in that blessed communion, Lord. We humbly beg of thee, wilt thou do it in this morning hour? Wilt thou convert sinners among young and old? Prick them in their heart. Wilt thou open their hearts, that they may be given to see reality before it becomes reality at the end of their life, and then it shall be forever too late. Wilt thou so work in the hearts of young and old, that thy kingdom may come, and that thy great and worthy name may be glorified, Lord? Wilt thou remember thy people? Thou knowest who they are. Spare that we deceive not our poor souls, for that never-ending eternity. But, wilt thou lead them in those green pastures and beside those still waters, those waters, where thy wrath has been quenched, and where there may be that reconciliation. Be then a surprising God in the realm of nature. Then it is pleased thee to refresh the thirsty earth by renewal. With refreshing showers we may thank thee therefore. May it then also rain in this morning in thy house. Then it shall be good, and then there shall be fruit. Remember thy church all over the earth, and then in a special way. Then we remember thy servant, who in the past week has been ordained to the ministry of word and sacrament, and on this Lord's Day, the first Lord's Day, as their shepherd and teacher, wilt thou grant special tokens of thy divine favor, and wilt thou grant Aaron's and hers, and may the labors be richly blessed. Wilt thou remember all the temporal needs amongst us? We commend unto thee the mourning, and then a widow with her family, in a short time by renewal, has received the solemn tidings that another brother-in-law has went away of all flesh. For him it has become eternity. He has become old, but the end has come. Wilt thou uphold the mourning family, and wilt thou remember and uphold all mourning families in the midst of us? Wilt thou remember all the elderly ones, the ones in the care home with those that may care for them, and those that may go in and out, those that are bound to their dwellings? Remember all under the physician's care. Thou knowest all the different circumstances, the weariness, the pain, the afflictions. May all those afflictions, may they come out of thy right hand, because surely with afflictions then thou hast something to say, to be given to pause and consider, and to be given to cry mightily unto thee. Wilt thou remember all the crosses and the burdens? We commend unto thee the young couple who were united in holy matrimony. It is the first Lord's Day as husband and wife. Ach, Lord, Oh, what a wonder it would be if thou would convert them on the first Lord's day of their marriage. There is nothing too wonderful for thee. We humbly ask thee for thy gracious help in this morning. May our eyes be upon thee. Wilt thou open thy precious testimony? Open our mouth. Open our hearts. Lord, dwell richly amongst us. Take everything away that could be a hindrance. Impress it upon our minds. That also on this Lord's day, either a savor of life unto life, or a savor of death unto death, we commend unto thee all those who are lawfully hindered, who may listen along in their dwellings. Wilt thou grant a blessing? May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name. Forgive us of all of our trespasses in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 163, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord, my God, most earnestly my heart would seek thy face within thy holy house once more to see thy glorious grace. And what follows, Psalter 163, the three stanzas. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 23, the second verse, the last part. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Our text words speak of the shepherd leading his sheep beside still waters. With four thoughts in the first place, a following sheep. Secondly, thirsting sheep. Thirdly, watered sheep. And fourthly, resting sheep. The shepherd leading his sheep beside still waters. A following sheep, thirsting sheep, watered sheep, and resting sheep. Thus first, a following sheep. Beloved congregation, when we speak of our text words and our theme, we have said sheep, and that is in the plural, but in the way of experience in the life of a child of God, it is such a personal experience. We have heard the last time that the shepherd was given to make his sheep lie down in green pastures. And maybe, boys and girls, you can remember a few of those pastures. In the first place, the Word of God. In the second place, at the throne of grace. In the third place, the sacraments, the administration thereof. In the fourth place, the house of God. And in the fifth place, the work of a triune God. At the work of the Father, at the work of the Son, and the work of the Holy Ghost. And then the last time, then there was another special pasture that we have not mentioned, and that is the singing out of God's holy word. How often it has happened in the life, and I hope, congregation, that there have been times for all of us that under the singing we may have been a little touched, a little softened in itself. It is not enough for eternity. Oh, it is necessary that by the grace of God, by the uncovering work of the Spirit, that we become the sinner, that we are given to weep over our sins, and that breach that is so unbearable, and that we are led to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. How often it has happened in the life of a child of God, when they have come up to God's house with riddles, distressed, perplexed, that they knew it no more, all afraid that it was all wrong. And then in the green pastures of singing out of God's word, that the Lord is used to instruct and to deliver and to comfort. And now our first thought of following sheep, because we read, He leadeth me. and what is now necessary to follow one, what is now necessary to follow the shepherd, then in the first place, then we need to have a knowledge of the shepherd. Our boys and girls can even understand that we cannot follow one who we do not know. We must know him. He must be visible by the exercise of faith. John 17, verse 3. And this is life eternal, that he might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Oh, it is true. When the Lord begins that good work, then we have to do with the Lord. And then he is so little known. And to that end, what more is necessary? When the Lord works, then he sheds that faith abroad in such a heart. And then there is a love for the Lord, for his day, for his law, for his commandments, for his institutions, and for his people. Ah, then it is our desire in sown and unsown ways to follow the Lord. Oh, to become one of his sheep, because when the Lord begins, then we are given to see that there are those sheep, but that we stand so outside. Then in the third place, to follow the shepherd, then it is necessary that we know and that we recognize his voice, as it is declared in John 10, that the sheep, that they know the voice of the shepherd, and not only to recognize that voice, but that people becomes a willing sheep, a desire to follow the shepherd, because they are given to see outside of that shepherd, outside of the service of the Lord, we shall only be disappointed. And what else? That by nature we are lying under the wrath of God. And what a terrible thing it is to lie under the wrath of such a just and a good-doing God, traveling on that broad way to a never-ending eternity. Ah, then those sheep are given to say what that little Samuel does, boys and girls. We do not have to be old. Oh, ask the Lord that he may convert you early, that you may become a little lamb and be placed within the sheepfold of the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. But then a little lamb shall be given to say, as a Samuel has done in 1 Samuel 3, verse 10, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. What more is necessary to follow the shepherd? He leadeth the sheep. But for now the sheep to follow the shepherd, then there has to be a certain trust, a certain impression that the shepherd doeth all things well, that he has all things in his hand, the green pastures, the quiet streams. Thus there needs to be that trusting and dependency in the great shepherd of following sheep. Then it is necessary that those sheep are given to reflect upon what the shepherd has done hitherto. That the Lord has kept them hitherto. That the shepherd has not forsaken them, notwithstanding. Because those sheep, they have much trouble with that heart, can still be so hard, can still be so stubborn. Oh, that warfare. There is so much that draws those sheep aside. They learn that their heart is so earthly and so carnal, and on that narrow way, there are many other voices, voices of temptation, but also voices of mockery. Ah, those sheep, how troubled they can be. In Psalm 119, 176 verses, speaks of such a close, such a tender, avowing life, wandered like a sheep. Nevertheless, the desire of the lambs, the desire of the sheep to follow the shepherd, to know more of the shepherd, all would desire to see that their name is written on that breastplate, a desire to see the price that the shepherd has paid for the sheep, not with gold or silver, but with his precious blood. They are given to follow him, not in the first place for the gifts, oh, it is true, because people, when we may receive those gifts, there is nothing comparable to it in the world. It is such a sweet service, and for those sheep, oh, it is true, so dependent. Each time for the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, but when they may be given to follow, and what is necessary, boys and girls, would sheep have the best place? Not the last one. Oh, it is true. There are those sheep, so many riddles, that it may become a wonder, even if they may be included, even at the back, but as long as they may be a sheep, because many times they are so timid and so afraid. But our boys and girls can understand that the sheep and the lambs that are closest to the shepherd, they have the best place. Who are we following, congregation? Who are we following? Two ways. Two people. Two destinations. Are we still following Satan and the world? We think who Satan is. All his followers, is he really seeking their welfare? No. He's only seeking to keep all them under his control, that they may stay under his dominion, it is true. Under the prayers of the church, it is restricted. Let us never minimize it. But the purpose of Satan is never, never the welfare of his followers, but it is only their ruin, and that at the end to spend together in hell, and then he shall only mock us. And already here in the time, people, when we are young and healthy and strong, he can cater to us. But when we become old on a sick bed, then he shall leave us, maybe even mock with us. Thus, what precious things are written in our text words. The Lord is my shepherd. May the Lord use it to arouse to a holy jealousy. Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, may you be given to turn from the world. What a terrible thing it is to willfully and boldly transgress God's holy word, to walk, follow hard after the world. We have heard out of Psalm 63, oh, of a sheep that was given to follow hard after the world, after the Lord, but how a shaming for God's people. Our second thought, a thirsting sheep. Because we read, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Thirst. I read in Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. What a wonderful thing it is when our body needs moisture. We are thirsty. That would not be so, boys and girls. Maybe we would have to write down every time we would drink, because otherwise we would not know whether we had too much or not enough. Thus, that is the wonderful creation of God. When our body needs moisture, that we are thirsty. And of course, we and our children do not really know, of course, we are thirsty, but we do not really know what it is to be really thirsty. All travelers through the desert, they tell us that there is nothing much worse than hunger, to be thirsty. And now, in the life of the sheep, the Spirit, He works, and He grants that thirst each time by renewal. And now the true sheep, the flock of the great shepherd, what do they thirst after? Let us first ask, what are you thirsting after? We all have desires. That is a blessing. Because when the desires fail, then we become discouraged and can come nigh to despair. And then it is necessary to bow our knees and say, Lord, wilt thou help and grant me a little courage? But what are we now thirsting after? What about our desires? Be now honest, the Lord knows it all, knows the inner recesses of our heart. But what are we now thirsting after? What is the most important in our life? And it is true, those sheep we hope to hear in this evening, they need their daily bread, and they can be busy with many other things, even temptations. But now a thirsting sheep, David, in Psalm 27, verse 4, has declared, oh, we had many desires, outward desires, family life, but he was given to sum it up, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. Thus, of all of our desires, and then we shall not speak of sinful desires. Ah, may we be given to ask much. Lord, keep us from sin and temptation. But now concerning lawful desires, matters which we may use, enjoy. But what is now on the top of our list? That is now the question. What is on the top? What gives us the most delight and the most joy? Even concerning the temporal blessings, what do we now desire? And now those sheep, their desire goes after the Lord and everything that is connected therewith, and there are many matters. This who wants to make a beginning? The desire of those sheep, who shall make a beginning? What do those sheep now desire? They desire tokens of his favor. Psalm 106, verse 4. Remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Then those sheep, they desire communion. They like to be with the shepherd. Sweet communion, Lord, with thee. Ah, when they may receive those tokens of his love. Ah, they desire instruction. because those sheep, they learn that they are so ignorant in heavenly ways that they need to be instructed each step of the way. Oh, what blessed sheep. Of course, they must also serve, because we must understand, congregation, also in the scripture, then no emblem and type is perfect. Because we have heard from the explanation of the Lord's Prayer, the first petition, a child, we would say a sheep, with the desire that the shepherd may be honored. But in the second petition concerning that kingdom, they must be a soldier. And in the third petition, we have heard it the last time from our catechism, that they must be a laborer. Thus then it is clear also in our text words, no emblem is perfect. But here David is in a special way given to speak of the tender care of the shepherd for his sheep, that he is all in all, that he has done everything, and that he shall continue to take care of his sheep. Then he is given to glorify free and sovereign grace. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What else do those sheep need? Those little lambs. Oh, then I hear one say, they thirst, Matthew 5, verse 6, the fourth beatitude. Maybe your boys and girls have memorized them. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, because those sheep learn what sinners they are, the exceeding sinfulness of sin, and that sin causes separation, a breach, and to miss the Lord, that is worse than death. Thus they hunger after righteousness. They hunger after holiness, because they love all of God's attributes, and they cannot appear before the shepherd with all their sins before the Lord. Thus sheep, lambs that are given to hunger after righteousness and holiness. Then we see in our text words a separating solemn. We have said at the beginning, a solemn that is quoted so often. The Lord is my shepherd. Ah, those sheep, they can be so timid. Oh, it is true, maybe in the inner chamber, when they are given to pour out their heart, that they are given to tell the Lord their love, their desire, the need of righteousness, when they may hear their life declared in the green pastures of his holy word, then they may use that word, my. But what is now necessary for those sheep? Then they need to be instructed how it is possible that such a sinner may be a sheep of that great, that good, and that chief shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. They hunger and thirst after righteousness. They also thirst after correction. Oh, how often those sheep are given to tell the Lord, Lord, but it's still all wrong in my life. If I am still a goat, maybe outwardly, when the Lord works, then it shall be seen in our life. But, ah, Lord, seems that heart, more a heart of a goat than a sheep. Oh, cannot deny there are times that heart may become so soft, so filled with love, given to make that good choice of a Moses, rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, the precious choice of a Ruth, thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God, an Ittai, when a David is fled in the way of humiliation, then Ittai is also made that good choice. They also desire and thirst for the gifts of the shepherd, and when they may be given to see where those gifts come from, also the temporal gifts we hope to hear it in this evening, then they are filled with joy unspeakable. They thirst for the protection of the shepherd, to be under his care, as Christ not spoken in Matthew 23, verse 37. Oh, it was a word of reproof. Then we have many emblems in that text that speaks of the mother hen. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and those that are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thee as a hen gathereth her chickens, but ye would not. Thus a thirsting, a sheep. We have heard of such a thirsting sheep out of Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. Ah, those sheep, they love to hear of the wonderful works of the Lord concerning his church. Oh, the good shepherd in his goodness, then he has given unto us and our children the inspired word of God. A thirsting sheep, a desiring sheep. How is it with us, congregation? Have we learned to thirst after those matters? When we sit on our bench, can we say, Lord, thou knowest all things. Oh, I have to confess, much amiss. A wandering sheep can be so lukewarm, can be so dead, where I have to beg you for that thirst, because for a sheep, they would not realize they were thirsty and they would not drink, they would perish. Those sheep have many things to confess, but those sheep, they can say with the Peter, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Where are we seeking a congregation? Are we seeking it in the sinful water holes upon this earth? And what Satan does, to say it simply, boys and girls, he sprinkles salt in those water holes. If we drink salty water, the thirstier that we become, that we stay at those water holes, until finally we shall perish. But the blessed portion of the sheep, they shall never be put to shame. We have heard it. The shepherd shall never lose a sheep. And he has promised in his word that for those thirsty ones, thirsting after the Lord, after his righteousness spoken by a God that cannot lie, a God of truth. Oh, it is true, many times waiting, that they may even become more thirstier, the longings more earnest, but there has never been a few true thirsting sheep, or even a little lamb that is thirsted after the Lord and his righteousness, that has ever perished. Our second thought, watered. Our third thought, watered sheep. But let us first sing. Psalter 55, the stanzas 1 and 2. The Lord my shepherd holds me within his tender care, and with his flock he folds me. No one shall find me there. And what follows? Psalter 55, the stanzas 1 and 2. The shepherd leading his sheep beside still waters, a following sheep, thirsting sheep, and now thirdly, a watered sheep. He leadeth me beside the still waters. What is water an emblem of in the life of the Church of Jesus Christ? An emblem of the work of a triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We read of the care and the protection of God and the Father in Jeremiah 2 verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out broken cisterns, which can hold no water. A water is an emblem of the saving and redeeming work of the dear Son of God. In John 4, at the well with the Samaritan woman, then Jesus has spoken of those waters, those everlasting waters. And in John 7, the verses 38, 37, and 38, that at the end of the feast, Jesus has cried out, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And O lambs and sheep, those that have come with those desires and with that thirst, they have never been sent away. In the third place, then waters are an emblem of the work of the Holy Spirit. We read in Isaiah 32, verse 15, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. And in Isaiah 44, the third verse, and what a precious verse that is, I will pour waters upon those that are thirsty, and waters upon dry ground. And I will pour out my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. I hope, fathers and mothers, that that text many times may be turned into prayer, that we and our children all ask great things of the Lord. The Lord is free and sovereign. We have ruined everything, but may we be given to ask the Lord for great things, that it may please him, that our family circles may come under the dominion and the care of this good shepherd. Then in the second place, then waters in the scripture, they refer to the means of grace, because they read in Psalm 46 verse 4 that they are those rivers of God that make glad the city of God. And now concerning sheep, we read in our text words, beside leadeth me beside the still waters. Then sheep, then they may receive drink and moisture in three different ways. In the first place, by the dew. They tell us, we read in the Bible, the importance of dew. With that great drop in 1 Kings 17 in the time of King Ahab, then the prophet Elijah has declared that there would neither be dew nor rain. And they tell us, especially in dry countries, that the shepherd has kept a very close eye. And when the dew may descend, the wonderful creation of God And then the shepherd would pay close attention. And then it can be such a shepherd, oh, when the dew would fall in the evening, that he would take his flock and that he would lead them in green pastures. Or other times, that he would rise up very early in the morning and that he would lead his sheep to those green pastures. Oh, that to their knees they would be in that lushy grass covered with dew. And then they could receive much moisture, much drink from the dew. Oh, what a beautiful emblem for the true flock of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a blessing it is when there may be meditations at the end of the day. But how many a child of God, how many a lamb, and many a sheep can testify. Oh, that the good shepherd, early in the morning, that he has visited his sheep, and that he has spoken a word, oh, as the dew in the morning, that those thirsty souls were given to drink, whether in a way of instruction, comfort, encouragement, or even correction. Ah, those sheep also need correction, thus in the first place, by the dew. In the second place, then sheep are also watered out of a well. Boys and girls, you know the examples. Oh, think of Jacob when he went to Laban, where he has met his Rachel at a well. Think of Moses. We read in Genesis 26 that Isaac has digged wells. Thus many a shepherd has labored unceasingly that he may dig a well, and that he may gather the sheep, and that he may fetch out that water and give it to a sheep. Oh, when we think of the waters of eternal life in the council of peace, there was counsel concerning that well. And then Christ has given himself to be that shepherd. Oh, what it has cost him to merit those fountains of those waters to everlasting life. And then it is necessary, that drinking in the Bible, that is an emblem of true saving faith, wrought by the Holy Spirit. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Of course, that dew that is very quiet lies on the grass, and the well in the bottom is also quite quiet. Of course, when there's a fountain, there's movement. Because those sheep, they need fresh waters, not stale waters. Then they can become very sick. But now our text especially speaks the still waters. In the margin, it is written, waters of quietness. They tell us that a sheep is very afraid of fast streaming waters, noisy waters, then they are very reluctant. They desire the quiet waters, a stream that does not flow so fast, gentle waters. It is true, there are times that they come in those turbulent waters. When we think of turbulent waters, the psalmist, Psalm 69, verse 2, deep waters where the floods overflow me. And Psalm 42, verse 7, all thy waves and all thy billows are gone over me. And there are special circumstances, they tell us, when there is a wolf or a wild dog that comes to the sheep, that those sheep, that they will even run into very turbulent and deep waters. And now in the Bible, then those deep and turbulent waters, they are an emblem of two matters. In the first place, of trials and afflictions. And many a times, concerning the daily needs, unpaid bills, cares, fears. Then they come in those turbulent waters, afraid that they shall be swept away and perish. But ah, the sheep has promised that he shall take care. The shepherd has promised that he shall take care for a sheep. Also in those waters of trials, oh, in a time of persecution, then what difficult waters they come in. But those turbulent waters, they are also a type of the wrath and anger of God. Those swelling waves that shall cover us and that we are no more. Oh, those sheep, how they are given to experience those waters and a demanding law. Oh, that demands perfection. And those sheep, they try so hard. And a sinner still, and then the law drives them into those waters, those overflowing waters of the wrath of God, where they must perish. And they are given to cry unto the Lord. But now we read in our text, he leadeth me beside still waters. What a beautiful emblem. Because those waters of God's wrath, God is so just, he must punish the sins in a sheep, in the sheep, or in another. And now the good shepherd, he has become their substitute. Then that good shepherd says to his lamb and sheep, I for you, I have come upon the world, assumed your human nature, and I have taken all your sins, original and actual, upon me, because I am the good shepherd that has given his life for the sheep. And I have entered those waters of my Father's wrath, cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? There was none to deliver. And now through my meritorial work, I have perfectly satisfied justice. And now those waters, they have become still waters. I have merited that peace for my lambs, for my sheep, a perfect satisfaction. And now by my Spirit, I instruct my sheep. And now when they may come to those waters, not the swelling waves, but quiet waters, possible through the Prince of Peace, I have merited salvation, and therefore he leadeth me beside still waters. And then they are given to drink, a beautiful emblem of faith. Oh, young and old, David, he is given to speak. The eyes of a sheep, who that great shepherd is, that good shepherd is, given to declare the blessings which he has merited for a sheep, his care, his provision, his refreshment. May it be used to arouse to a holy jealousy. May it please the Lord to use it by the application of a Spirit to show unto the goats how poor and how wretched they are. As true it as possible, we can be made fat for the day of slaughter, and then an emblem of the Jordan of death. What shall it be then to enter those ways of God's wrath, and that forever and ever? Our last thought, resting sheep. We have closed with the question, congregation, when those sheep, we did not come to those resting sheep the last time, but then we have closed with the question, also for all boys and girls, when sheep, and maybe you can remember, four things necessary for a sheep to lie down. No predators, no wolves around, no insects, no bossy sheep that walks around and makes it difficult for the other sheep, but also that the sheep that they are fed and that they are watered. And then what a beautiful sight it is also for the shepherd, when he may see the sheep, the little lambs, because those lambs, they cannot always stay in milk. They must go to pasture. They must grow the knowledge and grace of the Savior. It is the honor for the shepherd when it is so. But what do those sheep now do? At least a healthy sheep. When they lie down, you know it, boys and girls, then they chew their cud. A sick sheep, not chew at all, or not chew enough. Sheep has four stomachs. Lord's wonderful creation. Let an evolutionist tell us how that has come about. Thus, those sheep, they are given to chew upon, chew their cud, what they have eaten. What an important instruction in our day. Also with all the technology. And it is good when we listen, what we have stated last time, providence of the Lord, pasture above all. May we be given to search diligently God's word. But we can read and read and listen and listen. And when we do not do as a sheep, we shall remain very lean. Thus the necessity that we are given to chew our cud. And that is an art that is much lost. The days of old, there were people of God with their Bible, a few books, sound books, old fathers, Barakels, Metegeld, Puritans. And when you visited that people, all was sheep. That was given to chew their cud. What a close life, and how they could tell of the wonderful leadings of the Lord. And that chewing of the cud, that refers to meditation together with prayer. We have read it out of Psalm 63. Verse 6, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. And Paul has written to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4, verse 5, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. What an instruction. Resting sheep. meditating sheep, and then the necessity of prayer, that meditation, those sweet meditations that is also given by the shepherd of the sheep, by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, and what privileged sheep they are. When they may lie down, content, satisfied, meditating, with folding hands, and with the praises of God in their mouth, with a vehement desire that the shepherd may be honored by all, and that the flock may be increased. He leadeth me beside the still waters. We read a word in the Bible that is close to leadeth, and that is loadeth. That the shepherd, the blessings which he has merited for his sheep, and which he grants, he works that thirst, he is provided, he leadeth, he giveth them to drink, the church learns it's all from grace, and then they are given to praise the Lord as the psalmist has done in Psalm 68 verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us. You know what that word means, boys and girls? Sometime on a car lot, then we speak of a loaded vehicle. Has many extra things. Hope to hear in this evening further concerning our daily needs, but that he provides very liberally. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah, let us close. Ah, Lord, thou hast said in thy word, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Lord, we have heard of precious things, the blessed portion of thy flock. May it be used to arouse to a holy jealousy, to uncovering, that the unconverted may be given to see and live in how poor and how wretched they are, that they have a soul that needs to be saved. Ah, Lord, may still be proclaimed, another sheep have I, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one shepherd and one fold. Wilt thou do it in this day? Wilt thou remember thy flock? Thou knowest who they are. Lord, much encouragement, precious things we have heard in this morning. Wilt thou grant that close, that dependent, that trusting life, and to be given to hear thy voice, to follow thee, sown in unsown ways, led in the green pastures, and to be given to drink out of those quiet waters. The psalmist has declared, they shall be satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the pleasures of thy river. Lord, wilt thou remember us in this day? Help fathers and mothers in the midst of the family circle. May they be given to read, to speak, to sing, to pray. Grant traveling mercies. Return us in this evening hour, and we may acknowledge thee for an old father that has been in the hospital, that in this morning, that he may even be in thy house. Ah, Lord, Grant a humble and a thankful heart. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 297, the stanzas 2 and 3. They wandered in the wilderness by want and hunger pressed. In trouble, then they cried to God. He saved their souls distressed. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The first wedding announcement of Johannes Willem Zoet and Rebecca Johanna Vrieselaar. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. Psalter 297, the stanzas 2 and 3. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.